Taxi cab drivers around the world are up in arms about Uber. They say the mobile app that connects drivers and riders is taking away their business because it doesn't have to follow the same rules. But in Washington, D.C., taxi drivers are upset about more than just that app. Reporter Naomi Gingold explains.
Adis Gabriselassie is a taxi cab driver in Washington, D.C. Like a lot of other immigrant drivers, he's pretty highly educated, formerly an accountant. But he's been driving a cab in the district for about 14 years. And he likes the independence.
Even though not that much respected job, I don't know the reason why, but you do have your own flexible time. You can work when you like it, when you want it, not working when you don't want it.
You can take care of the kids, take classes.
If I'm traveling back home, that job is still waiting for me. You know, I own this own. So.
And go home to Ethiopia without losing your job. In many ways, D.C. is actually a really good place to set up shop as a cab driver. It's the only major metro area in the U.S. where most drivers are independent owners and no company dominates. There are more than 100 cab companies in D.C., and unlike New York or Boston, licenses are pretty cheap. But then there's the D.C. Taxi Cab Commission, which pretty much controls everything drivers do.
Driving a cab is not the easy job. Some of the drivers are get abused. They know on their heart there's no fairness in this city.
In addition to giving out licenses, the commission also acts as a kind of quasi-police force for taxis. Inspectors can ticket drivers for a host of things, from minor traffic infractions to defects in their cars to bad paperwork. The commission says it's just trying to make sure that passengers get safe, comfortable rides. But drivers complain bitterly that inspectors ticket unfairly and arbitrarily, and that just one ticket can equal a week's income. Many drivers believe they're treated poorly in part because they're immigrants. At a hearing last year, the Taxi Commission refused to let a driver originally from Ethiopia speak because he didn't provide them with a written statement. Even though his English was fine, they said rules were rules.
And I want to make a comment to the to you, madam. The reason we're asking for written testimony is because a lot of our cab drivers have difficulty with our language.
Later on, an African-American driver was allowed to speak, though he also didn't have anything on paper to hand out. Some drivers had talked about unionizing, but previous attempts fell apart when drivers organized along ethnic lines. And then...
One night at Union Station.
One night, last August, at DC's Union Station, driver Jesse Black was sitting in the taxi line.
I was sitting there reading the Washington Post. And the guys were having this discussion, and they were interrupting me reading my paper. And just about that time, Mo pulls up.
That's my nickname. They cannot say Muhammad. They have to say Mo.
So we started talking, and we said, well, the only way we're going to defeat this negativity toward us is that we form association or something.
So he called me always the Mo. He's the man here.
Mohamed Samantir, or Mo, is an immigrant from Somalia. Jesse Black, born and raised in the U.S. The other guys that night were Gabri Selassie from Ethiopia and another driver from Nigeria. So last September, the men booked a room for 200 people to talk about a possible union. 400 showed up. The next meeting, more than 1,000 drivers came. They voted to start an association and work with the Teamsters. Gabri Selassie, Mo Samantir, Jesse Black, they all knew one thing.
We need to have a trust between us. Everybody does have the same problem.
The cab driver is a cab driver. That's no matter where you come from.
We're all from different ethnic groups, absolutely. I think in the past has played some part in us not getting together, but we overcame that by saying that we're all taxi cab operators.
Today, the Leadership Council is a mix of ethnicities, religions, and even genders. Mo Samantir and Adis Gabri Selassie are on the council. Gabri Selassie is the first to admit that they don't always agree on everything.
Sometimes we might have up and down. Don't forget that. We come from different background and different culture. But at least in our pain, we are the same. At least we agree with something.
Jesse Black handles drivers' complaints and often goes to court with drivers. And they're already making a difference.
What's going on, man?
I have a complaint.
Yes, okay, come on.
They've had tickets thrown out, they've got legislation in the works, and for the first time, they feel like the Taxicab Commission hears them and is taking them seriously. They now spend their days going to hearings, studying city laws, organizing,
Hello.
And, of course,
Hi.
Driving the streets of D.C.
1914 Connecticut, please.
Okay.
For the world, I'm Naomi Kingold in Washington, D.C.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Wonderful.